It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
We don't exclaim poo that much anymore, but we can still poo-poo.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Well, poo. Great word.
That's a great way to start a Sunday morning.
No kidding.
Would you ever use the interjection or the exclamative poo?
No. Would you?
I think every once in a while I actually do. I think I use it to be funny, but if something is a little bit disappointing or it's not what I want, I do believe I am capable of saying, oh, poo.
Oh, see that? I know. I go a much different direction with that. But the poo-pooing of something, I think I have used that. I've written somebody poo-pooed a proposal, for example. Where does that come from?
Yes. Yeah, so the verb poo-poo comes from this interjection poo. The interjection poo, spelled P-O-O-H, goes back to the end of the 16th century. So it's been around a while. And there are these wonderful quotes about poos and pishes, as people dismiss things. That poo probably goes back to Poe, P-O-H, which shows up as early as 1559. Poo-poo, as an interjection, we get by the end of the 17th century. It becomes a verb by the 19th century, meaning to express contempt or disdain or to dismiss something as silly. Mm-hmm. I was looking in the Oxford English Dictionary, and in these early 19th century quotes, we have some that look really familiar. For example, everybody poo-poos the pantomime, but everybody goes to see it. But then there was this one from 1824, and tell me if this one sort of feels like something you could do now. He had poo-pooed her out of his memory.
How do you poo-poo someone out of your memory? I'm going a whole different direction with that one, too.
Right. There we see this meaning of dismiss as silly. Yeah. So you could imagine that could be possible, but we really don't use poo-poo that way anymore.
Yeah.
I was looking in modern databases, and I was thinking, oh, poo-poo must be pretty colloquial, pretty informal, which it is, but you can find it in more formal context. For example, here's an article from 1995 in the New York Times, and they're talking about Merrill Lynch. And it says, but that was the argument used to poo-poo Merrill Lynch's move in 1989 to award a portion of his professional bonuses, blah, blah, blah. But this isn't in a quote. This is in the article itself in the New York Times.
And it's a whole different poo we're talking about. We have to remind people of that. And is it related to a poo-bah?
It is not.
Oh.
The poo-bah goes back to Gilbert and Sullivan's Mikado, where you have the poo-bah who is the Lord High everything else.
Well, look, if you can poo-poo something, you can also tut-tut.
Well, when I was thinking about poo-poo, I got interested in what are some other verbs that come from these exclamatives. And I thought, well, you can tut-tut, which goes back to the interjection tut. That shows up in 1529, becomes a verb in the 19th century. I thought, oh, there's also tisk.
Oh, yes.
T-S-K. That one is surprisingly new. The interjection shows up in 1947, according to the OED, the verb in 1966 as tisk-tisk.
No kidding. I thought that would have been a lot older, and I do like to. It's just a sign of tisk-tisk.
It is, and it turns out that we don't tut-tut much anymore. We tisk-tisk much more than we tut-tut.
Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.